Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some Mendelssohn, Bruch, the enticing sounds of James Galway, and yes, of course, some oboe music. Start on a cheerful note with some music by Vivaldi, his mandolin concerto. Now, this was written back in 1725, and it's often programmed along with the very popular Four Seasons. It is a very demanding work and is also one of the most famous mandolin pieces. Today, we're going to hear a brilliant performance by Bonifacio Bianchi, joined by I Solisti Venici. Enjoy.
Thank you.
brilliant performance by mandolinist Bonifacio Bianchi. He was joined by the members of I Solisti Venici, and that was Vivaldi's Concerto in C for Mandolin. We're going to move on to some Mendelssohn. Now, this was a German composer. He was also a pianist, organist, and conductor in the early Romantic period. Now, it's interesting because although he was born into a very prominent Jewish family, he was raised without religion and was later baptized as a Reformed Christian. But despite all of that, at an early age, he was dubbed a prodigy. He probably made his first public concert appearance at the age of 9. He wrote his first published work, which was a piano quartet, by the time he was 13, and completed the piano quartet, which we're going to hear today, at around the time of his 16th birthday. He went on to write symphonies, concerti, oratorios, piano music, and chamber music. And his best works include his overture and incidental music to A Midsummer Night's Dream, and of course the Italian Symphony and Scottish Symphony. But get this, as well as besides music, Mendelssohn's education included art, literature, languages, and philosophy. True Renaissance man. Today, a stellar performance, the opening allegro of his piano quartet in B minor.
Thank you.
Powerful stuff is that. That was the opening allegro from Mendelssohn's Piano Quartet in B minor. That was Juho Pohjonen, Aaron Keefe, Paul Niebauer, and Narek Kanazarian. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to move on to a classic performed by a performer who opened up many a door for future performers and audiences. I'm speaking about James Galway. He is nicknamed the Man with the Golden Flute, and he played in numerous orchestras throughout his life, including the very coveted Berlin Philharmonic, but then decided to pursue a solo career. He has had many a composer write for him. Today we're going to go back and hear a classic, which never grows old. And if you've been to a wedding, you've heard this. Here is Pachelbel's Canon and James Galway.
Thank you.
That piece never grows old, a lovely version with James Galway on flute and Pachelbel's canon. And it is the time for regular listeners, you might know, it is Oboe Music Time. Today, some music by Rossetti. Now, Frank Anton Rossetti was born in Bohemia back in 1760. But following the fashion of the time, he adopted the Italian name of Francesco Antonio Rossetti. In his early career, he was actually destined for the priesthood and studied both theology and music. He did join the court orchestra as a double bassist and went on then to become a composer and conductor in the prince's court. He was quite prolific, wrote over 30 symphonies and over 20 instrumental concerti, of which we're going to hear the middle movement, the Adagio, from his concerto in F for oboe. Here is Leos Lenzes and the Slovak Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
What a sweet tone. You know, they always say that you can tell the sounds of a good oboist if it sounds like liquid honey. And I do believe that we experienced that today. That was Leos Lenzes at the Slovak Chamber Orchestra. It was the Adagio from Rossetti's Oboe Concerto in F major. And as promised at the top of the program, some Max Bruch. Now, we've all heard of the one-hit wonder, and some may argue this in his case, but I beg to differ. He did set the bar, though, rather high when he wrote his first violin concerto early in his career. But throughout his life, he wrote over 200 works. I don't think there's a one-hit wonder here. Today, we're going to hear his most famous one, the Violin Concerto No. 1. Now, this is a staple of the violin repertoire, and this performance is by England's darling, Tasman Little. She has been in the spotlight for the past 20 years and wants to bring the glory of the violin to the masses. She says, and I quote, "I wanted to bring the violin before people in its more pure and unadorned form, to share its amazing versatility. Too often it is seen as a singing instrument only, or maybe a squeaky one. But the extraordinary sound effects, textures, and harmonies it is capable of making can be overlooked." Those were the words of Tasman Little. And she has done great things to do this. She's toured hospitals, prisons, community centers, and schools to celebrate the instrument's versatility and its beauty. And she definitely does deliver in this next performance. This is Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1 in G minor. We're going to just hear the opening allegro and take it up a notch. Here's Tasman Little, joined by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. Tasman Little and the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. That was the opening allegro of Brooks' Violin Concerto No. 1. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I do believe I have neglected the versatile instrument, the clarinet. As per such, let's enjoy some music by Alban Berg. He was an Austrian composer and a member at the time of the Second Viennese School, along the likes with Schoenberg. He was another child prodigy, or maybe we can call him a teen prodigy. He was more interested in literature than music as a child, and did not begin to compose until he was about 15, when he started to teach himself music. His circle included some great people, musicians like Zemlinsky and the painter Gustav Klimt. He wrote for piano, opera, chamber music, and today we're going to hear his works for clarinet. This is his four pieces for clarinet and piano. Here is Anthony Pay and Daniel Barenboim.
Thank you.
A work that definitely shows off the versatility of the clarinet. That was Anthony Pei and Daniel Barenboim, and Berg's Four Pieces for Clarinet and Piano. And I do believe we have time for maybe a couple other selections. We're going to turn to Handel now and go out royally with music from the Royal Fireworks.
Thank you.
Way to go out regally. That was Trevor Pinnock conducting the English concert and music from the Royal Fireworks. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks for listening. Hope to catch you next time. Till then.